This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 266 for Friday, February 12th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were up on Friday, hitting fresh highs in the most active May contract as gains in Chicago soy oil and bullish technical signals provided support. Canola was $1 to nearly $30 higher. The May contract, it's up $13.90 at $702.40 per ton. Concerns over tightening old crop supplies continued to underpin the market, with the latest weekly data from the Canadian Grain Commission showing canola exports to date of 6.4 million tons. That's up by 35% from the same time last year. The market's now working to try and ration some of that demand. However, there are ideas that canola is looking overbought. That pressured values somewhat, with scale-up hedge selling and some speculative long liquidation at the highs, also tempering gains. The canola market will be closed Monday for Manitoba's Louis Riel holiday. U.S. markets will also be closed for President's Day. Many other Canadian institutions will also be closed for provincial holidays. The Lunar New Year holiday is going on in China, and that's also limiting some activity in the North American markets. In the U.S. today, activity was mixed with gains in soybeans and wheat and a softer tone in corn. Soybeans up 4 cents in the May contract at $13.71 per bushel. Monthly crush data from the U.S. will be released next week, Tuesday, and pre-report expectations call for another record monthly crush for January, after hitting new records the previous 2 months. While the advancing South American soybean harvest did pressure values somewhat, rain delays in Brazil have slowed progress there. Corn futures, they started the week at their best levels in over 7 years, but then fell after a bearish reaction to the USDA's monthly supply-demand estimates on Tuesday. The market is now thought to be seeing some consolidation ahead of the weekend, with traders taking a bit of a breather. The May corn contract down 3 cents at $5.36 per bushel. Wheat futures, they are stronger on the day, correcting after recent losses. Minneapolis lagging the winter wheats to the upside, though unchanged in May at $6.27 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 cents in the May contract at $6.22 per bushel, and Chicago wheat up 2 cents in May at $6.41 per bushel. The recent cold snap across the U.S. plains was supportive, although the extent of any damage won't be known for some time. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, February 12th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.